Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I had no idea of the power of the mind. I had no idea of the power of the mind to manifest and the power of the mind to sabotage us, to harm us. But I'm really clear about it now. And so those things are the greatest things that I would say for anybody. The world is different from what it appears to be with the observer effect. And, you know, nothing comes into form unless there's a mind observing it. And they're like, you've just got to change your perspective ever so slightly. We see the world is solid and us is separate. But if we just shift our perspective ever so slightly, we see something entirely different that is completely freeing. You might be really broke. Gee, I was when I was making The Secret. Money would come into my hands, it would slip through my fingers, you know, things would break down. You might not have any money and you're trying to instill wealth and prosperity and riches. That work talks about the power of the mind and the power of thought. And that's the biggest, biggest thing, is to open yourself to the possibility that everything isn't the way it appears to be. And so even if you can just open yourself to that possibility, just for a moment, you can pick up it all the next day. You can take it all with you the next day, that it's all real and everything that you're seeing. But if you just for a moment open to the possibility that things might not be the way that you think they are, then you have the greatest opportunity to really discover something incredible. And so I really simplify it and the law of attraction, because I would say to anybody, if you would just think about what you want, that's all you'd ever get in your life. And the most extraordinary thing is this, is that the more effortless you are, the greater you manifest everything that you ever dreamt of. To create our physical world and material world, and then the greater secret takes that to a whole new level, actually. And so then you really get to see that, oh my gosh, it's super easy. Create anything I want. Like, really, so easy. Because if we have a belief it's hard, then it's going to be hard, you know? And so it has everything to do with our mind and what we believe. And so if we believe a thought, it will manifest. End of story. The mind is like a computer program, and the fact that it's on a negative loop is because we programmed it on a negative loop. But, you know, we could have been influenced when we were children and things like that. So one of the things that the mind loves is loves repetition. I mean, loves it. You know, if you really watch your thoughts, this is the same old thoughts over and over again, you know, it's just kind of dishing up the same old thing. So it loves repetition. So the way you can override a program is to put in the opposite, you know, and when you start out, feel like you're lying, you'll say something like, you know, you might be really broke. Gee, I was when I was making The Secret. So you might not have any money and you're trying to instill, you know, wealth and prosperity and riches. And every time you say it, you feel a contraction in your body because you know you don't have it. But, you know, truly, because I did it myself, after a while you change it. You really begin to change it and you don't quite have that contraction anymore. And then you start to see money coming in, you know, in different ways. Those negative thoughts are coming from beliefs held in the subconscious mind. They stem mostly from our childhood conditioning. You need to know who you are so that you don't doubt yourself, because the one that is doubting is the ego. The one that is doubting is the mind. And it's not who we are. So then you've got to become very aware of your thoughts. That one that is doubting, the negative thoughts, they're all coming from the ego, all of them, because who you are would never have a negative thought ever. Ever. Who you are would never judge. Who you are doesn't have. Who you are is allowing and accepting. So all of those things are coming from the ego and they are not who you are. And that voice in your head that you hear, that voice that's, you know, so familiar to you and seems to know an awful lot about you and sounds like you, that voice is not you. That voice is just a program. I had been brought up with, we can't afford it, we don't have enough. You know, and money would come into my hands, it would slip through my fingers, you know, things would break down. The universe would do all these things to get the money out of my hands. It was just like, yeah, because I had this belief that I did not have an abundant amount of money. I tried many things. I was experimenting with it. So, I mean, I would just walk down the street and say, there's prosperity. Everyone breathing in prosperity. I'd do all these affirmations, you know, I'm breathing in prosperity with every breath I take. I am, my substance is prosperity. I am abundant. I am worthy, you know. And so I would say all these affirmations, I would have them all pinned up around the apartment that I was staying in. And so that I would see them and read them every day. I used to do this thing whereby I would do gratitude and I would listen to music and I would do all of as many things as I could until I felt really, really good. And I would just say to myself, I am abundant, and nothing would object. No thought would object. And I'm like, right, now's the time to open the mail, right? Well, I'm feeling really, really good. And so then I would open the bills and I would look at each one as though it was a check, not a bill. Do you know that that was on a Friday, and on the Monday, I received $25,000 in my account from a place that I never, ever, ever could have expected.
Wow.
The work is an inside job. It is. If all of those thoughts are coming up from you, but, you know, they're beating up on me, they're this, you've got feelings of unworthiness inside of you. This is why it's manifesting. None of those things are true. People are way more magnificent than they realize that they are. They have all the power in the world. You know, the mind, unfortunately, it is just our greatest tool to create the life that we want to have. But we're in a duality, so it is equally can be our torture. I just didn't want to suffer anymore. That was really the moment for me.
Yes.
Like, I sought the truth. I was seeking the truth because I wanted a way out of suffering. And, you know, I've got an incredible life. When I talk about suffering, what I mean is suffering from the mind, not suffering from what's happening in the world, suffering from the mind. It's not the world, it's the mind. What you resist persists, right? And so I came to understand that if we resisted negative feelings, then we just push them down inside of us and suppress them. And then they would just be sparking off at every little thing, you know. If you've got anger suppressed inside of you, you can bet there's going to be a whole lot of things in the world that are going to trigger that anger that is pushed down inside of you. And so I actually intuitively worked out that if I welcomed a negative feeling, like imagined like putting my arms around it and bringing it in close to me, what was so amazing, it would intensify for like 1 second to 2 seconds, and then it would just evaporate one by one. As a negative feeling would arise, I would welcome it.
Wow.
It would dissolve, and then if it came back, it would just never be as strong like it was. It was like really weak, and so then I'd welcome it again until I don't feel it anymore. I don't think it's possible for me to get angry anymore. So there are two things that really, really work both brilliantly. One is gratitude. You can do so much gratitude that will just wipe out those feelings. And the other thing is, somebody who's feeling all of those things has a base of unworthiness. And so what will take that out is love. If you go about just looking through the day and looking for all of the things you love, I love that about that person. You know, I love this time of the year when this is happening. And just look at all of the things that you love and really rampage it every day. Because as you send out all of that love, it gets multiplied and will come back into you, and gone are the feelings of unworthiness. The biggest, biggest thing in our life for everybody is to become aware of your thoughts. Everything in the universe is conspiring to send us home. And the way to get us home is to have challenges so that we question things and so that we open up. If I can do it, anyone can do it. All you have to do is you keep doing it until you do not feel any more lack anymore. And what will bring you everlasting happiness is to know the truth about everything and to know the truth about who you are. And that will bring you everlasting happiness. And the manifestation of the world becomes even more incredible than it was. And when you're not fearful, you love so deeply. You know, the love that you have is so deep. And so here you are in this state of, I'm of total allowing, and you know, and I don't mind what happens, and you just got this undercurrent of happiness. Well, just imagine what law of attraction does with that.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks. Exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.